The announced deal today with Iran on its nuclear program is being greeted enthusiastically by people on the streets of Tehran, although the government is having no official celebrations today. It's also being welcomed by Iranians from all over the world who have yearned for decades that their country be viewed as normal by the international community. Trita Parsi is founder and president of the National Iranian American Council and author of Treacherous Alliance, The Secret Dealings of Iran, Israel, and the United States. Trita, how are you feeling today?
I couldn't feel better. This is amazing. This is absolutely historic. I've been looking forward to this day for more than 15 years.
And why 15 years? What was the milestone there that made you believe this was possible?
Well, I always thought that it was possible, and I think it's very interesting that the president pursued this path despite the fact that conventional wisdom in Washington always read that the Iranians would never make a deal with the U.S., it would go against the pillars of their revolution, it would go against their ideology. I always argued against that because I thought if you take a closer look at Iranian foreign policy, the interest of the state has always trumped ideological imperatives.
Do you think the country of Iran can keep its revolutionary ideology and pursue the positives in this deal over the next 10 to 15 years?
I think the revolutionary ideology has already been weakened significantly. It's a very normal process. Revolutionary states don't tend to remain revolutionary particularly long. They may keep some of those ideals, but their behavior tends to become more and more normalized. And that's the same thing with Iran. And this deal actually will help that, because the more Iran is integrated into the world economy, the more the Iranian people will have an empowerment to be able to push the country in a positive direction when it comes to political freedoms, human rights, etc.
Trita, let's make some plans together now. What is the first thing you want to do in Iran, the first plan you want to make to visit someone, the first place you would love to go? What are you dreaming about doing if the implications of this deal actually open up Iran for travel and freedom for people like you?
Well, let me answer this a bit differently. I think Iran has the potential of becoming one of the hottest tourist markets in the next couple of days, particularly for Americans. It's a completely different civilization. You can go there for everything. You can go skiing in the mountains 2 hours north of Tehran, or you can go down to the beaches a couple of hours south. You can go there for religious purposes, because some of the most holy sites in Judaism and in Islam are found in Iran. So there's a tremendous variety, and I think after 35 years of being closed off, there's going to be a huge interest for people to rediscover Iran.
And what about you personally?
For me personally, the first thing would be to actually meet family members that I haven't seen for a very, very long time. My grandparents, cousins, uncles, aunts, the whole family.
Lots to think about. Do you think the human rights questions in Iran will take center stage now for people like you, or will they be shuttled off to the side as people are very excited about the potential here?
No, actually, I think it's been shuttled around to the side as a result of the nuclear issue taking so much space. I think now when the nuclear issue is out of the way, I think more focus will be able to be brought to both human rights and other types of rights in Iran that have been deprioritized or, you know, fallen under the shadow of other issues. And I think also for the Iranian government, for President Rouhani himself, now when the deal is done, he's going to have to meet the pressures from society for greater freedoms and things of that nature that the society patiently have agreed to not push for at this moment because they realize the necessity of getting a nuclear deal first. But I think July 14th is going to become a very important day. And I think it's not just for Iran. I think this is going to change so much between the United States and Iran. It has the potential of changing a lot of things in the region. And more than anything else, this was achieved through diplomacy. This is a major global conflict that was resolved without a single fire being shot.
Trita Parsi is founder and president of the National Iranian American Council and author of Treacherous Alliance, The Secret Dealings of Iran, Israel, and the United States. Thanks so much, Trita.
Thank you so much for having me.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.